shot and he was taken in the hospital, he says that the miracle that we described that took place at Fatima in 1917 reoccurred outside his hospital window. And he realized that he was the Pope that was destined to fulfill the cataclysmic events and the events that are in this third secret that is in the Vatican. And he sent for that message that's in the Vatican while he was in the hospital, and he reread it. And we have a Pope now that believes that he is being guided and directed by the messages of Mary, especially as they have come from Fatima, Portugal, in 1917. He believes that he's the Pope that will usher in these end-time events associated with these messages. Now, if you look closely in the messages that Mary's bringing to the world, and these are satanic messages, brothers and sisters, I'm not endorsing them, but the year that's the most significant for things to fall apart in these messages, 1998, which by my calculations is just 2 weeks away. Brothers and sisters, the solemn thing about that is not to put any weight to what Satan is saying, but it's clear to see as you start looking at the prophecies that he's brought to the New Age movement and to Catholicism through Mary, that he's done groundwork well in advance. He's attempting to accomplish things for his own purposes, and much of what he says has come to pass as he would like it to come to pass. Now, we're suggesting that Revelation 16 is identifying three spiritual influences that come out of the dragon of spiritualism, out of the mouth of the beast of Catholicism, and we're suggesting that what's coming out of the mouth of the beast of Catholicism is the messages that come from Mary, and that these messages are leading Catholicism and the world to Armageddon. And what we're trying to emphasize here is not only that these three powers in Revelation 16 are leading the world to Armageddon, but these are the same three powers that are illustrated in Daniel 11, 40, 45 as struggling against themselves through history and prophecy in order to bring the king of the north in Daniel 11 to the point where he comes to his end with, and none will help, which is just Daniel's way of describing Armageddon. Now, if you've ever wondered how the Muslim world, for example, will be drawn into the Sunday law, it's interesting to consider Fatima, the Virgin of Fatima, because brothers and sisters, in the Muslim world, they do.